But there's some that are also unique, some that are different, some that are particularly helpful when you're dealing with groups that are different. For example, number one, assuming a learning stance. We deal with that also here at the Darden School in our, a lot of our executive education work. We're working with executives and leaders from all over the world. And especially in senior positions, we deal with people who, you know, who will have the idea that I'm the boss, and because I'm the boss and because I'm a senior executive, it's really important for me as a leader to have the answers. When my people ask me questions and they look to me for guidance, I've got to be able to give them exactly what they need. The biggest trap that I see leaders step into so often, being the knower, being the leader who knows everything, being the leader who has all the answers. The problem with that, as a leadership stance, is that it's simply not credible anymore. There was a day when the world was simpler, when the business environment was simpler, when a leader really could really have a huge handle on everything. He or she, and it was usually a he, could really understand the complexity of what's going on. I often use the analogy of Henry Ford when he first built the automobile, when he built his first, I believe it was Model T was the first car. Henry Ford could build the car himself. He had a set of toolkits, he had sort of a place to do it. He could put the darn car together and then roll it out the garage. If you fast forward to 2010, there's not a human being alive on this earth who can build a 2010 model automobile. It's simply too complex. It's beyond our human capability. By the same token, when we think about leadership, when we think about the complexity of operating in the business world today, in the global business world, there's no leader who knows it all. There's no leader who has all the answers. There's no leader that experienced or that smart. The only tenable position that a leader can take is to be a learner, is to be someone who's open to learning. Now, you got to know some things. You got to be competent. You can't be an idiot. So it helps to actually be competent, and that's how you sort of rise. But you also can't be someone who knows everything. You've got to be a learner. And if we look directly at what I'm talking about here in performance management, leaders who are willing to engage with people who are different and not have to have all the answers to whatever problems they may bring, that's the credible leader.